Okay, so if you remember we said yesterday, if you remember we said yesterday that when we're trying to compare the Makalel to the Purim HaNisrafim, remember, with regard to the Makalel, all it says is Michutz LaMachaneh. And the Gemara has proved that in fact means Chutz Misholish Machanis. How do I know? Because I learn from Purim HaNisrafim. Purim HaNisrafim says three times Chutz LaMachaneh, so there it's three Machanes of Gzeira Shavah, so the same applies also in the case of the Makalel. The question we left off with yesterday is, what about the parasha of Shchutei Chutz? Shchutei Chutz is another example of where the Torah writes Michutz LaMachaneh, and over there it clearly only means one Machaneh. There's no three psukim over there. So if I've got a choice, should I learn from Purim HaNisrafim or from Shchutei Chutz? Says the Gemara, how do you know that you're supposed to learn from Purim HaNisrafim? And therefore, Chutz LaMachaneh apparently means three Machanois. Maybe you're supposed to learn from Shchutei Chutz, and it's only one Machaneh. That was a question we saw yesterday. What was the Gemara's answer? That there are a number of common properties between the case of the Makalel and also Purim HaNisrafim. The Loshon of the Pasuk, Hoitzei, and Michutz LaMachaneh, and it's a mitzvah, and it's bringing a kapara. So it has so many common denominators. Makalel and Purim HaNisrafim, that would seem to be the obvious place to learn it from, as opposed to Shchutei Chutz. That's how we learnt off with yesterday. So the Gemara's question is, and this is where we're up to now. Adarabba, have you got the word Adarabba? It's on the eighth bottom line. The first word on the line is Machshir. Adarabba, to the contrary, you're telling me that there are a number of common denominators between the Makalel and Skila, together with Purim HaNisrafim, as opposed to Shchutei Chutz. But actually, there are a number of properties that seem to be common between Shchutei Chutz and Makalel. Says the Gemara, Adrabbe, to the contrary, Mishchutei Chutz Havelei Lemeilav. To the contrary. That's what it means, Adrabbe. To the contrary, you're telling me that there's much in common between the Makalel and Purim HaNisrafim, as opposed to Shchutei Chutz. To the contrary, I can find you several factors that show me that in fact the Makalel has common denominator with Shchutei Chutz. So maybe we should learn from there. And remember, if we learn from there, then it won't be three Machanois, it'll just be one Machanois. What are the common denominators? So the Gemara again has a whole list. Says the Gemara, Adrabba, Mishchutei Chutz, Havalei Lemelav, Shekein, four words, Odom, Choite, Beneshama, and Pigul. There are four common factors that would unite the Makalel and Shchutei Chutz. What are they? Odom, Choite, Neshama, and Pigul. What are those four things? So let's have a look at Rashi. Shekein Odom. When we talk about the Makalel, who are we taking out of the Machaneh? The Odom. The Odom, the cursed one, is being taken out of the Machaneh. Says Rashi, Shekein Odom Michutz Lamachane. The Makalel Ba'odom Ksiv. With regard to the Makalel, it is the Odom, the person, the man, who is being taken out. So the taking out is referring to a human being. V'chein ha'omor b'shchutei chutz. So too b'shchutei chutz. The subject is the person, it's true. The object is the korban. But the Torah talks about it in terms of the person. Why, says Rashi? V'chein ha'omor b'shchutei chutz. So too with regard to shchutei chutz, a'odom ha'sheichet ko'i. The Torah doesn't say, don't take out the korban. It says, you as a person should not go out with a korban. Sheloy yishochet michutz lamachane. You as an individual should not slaughter outside the machane. The Torah does not word it by saying, do not take the animal outside of the machane. It doesn't say that. It says, you as an individual should not do your shchita outside the machane. So both the chutz lemachane of Mekalel and the chutz lemachane of the shchutei chutz, both referring to the individual, the person. As opposed, says Rashi, umichutz lemachane ha'omor b'porim apor koi. There the Torah talks about it in terms of the cow. It doesn't say you must shech the cow outside the machane. It says the cow should be taken out. Veloy a'odom, deloy ksiv yetze. Doesn't say the man should go out. Elo v'hoitzi es kol ha'par. The par should be taken out. Omichutz la'machane. So this is now point number one. Remember, we said there's four altogether. Do we now see a commonality between the makalel, where the focus is on the man, the human being? So too, also in the case of shchutei chutz, by shchutei chutz, also the focus is on the Adam, as opposed to Purim Hanisrafim. Purim Hanisrafim, there the subject is not the man, but rather the Torah says, the animal should be taken out. So the focus is different. So if we're looking for a commonality, we seem to have found commonality number one between the Makalel and Shchutei Chutz. That's number one. Here come three more. Secondly, after having dealt with Odom, now it's Choytei. Makalel is obviously a Choytei. It's an Avera. The person sinned. V'shoichet chutz, and somebody who shechts outside the machane, is also a choite. Is also a sinner. So that's another commonality. La'afoke par delav choite hu. The par is not a choite. The par is not a choite. The par is taken outside. The par is a korban. So what's being taken out? Are we taking out an animal or are we taking out a choite? So in the case of Makalel, what's leaving the machane? The choite. In the case of Shchutei Chutz, also the leaving of the machane, the Avera, Tuma Averas. Whereas Purim HaNisrafim is not so. That's the second commonality. Thirdly, B'Neshama. Now, what does the word Neshama mean? B'Neshama, Michutz L'machane Shol Shneem, the chutz lamachane, both of the makalel and also of the shchutei chutz, is in order to do netilas neshama. What's netilas neshama? To remove life. This makalel at the moment is alive and well. He's been taken out of the machane to be killed. Shchutei chutz, you had an animal which was alive and well, and it was shechted outside of the machane. So the netilas neshama took place outside of the machane. The Purim HaNisrafim is not so. The Purim HaNisrafim was actually shechted inside the machane. It was burned outside the machane. So there is no netilas neshama outside the machane, says Rashi. Michutz lemachane shel shneim netilas neshama ne'emar. Ze niskal v'ze sheichit. One is with regard to being stoned. One is with regard to being slaughtered. Avol par, but in the case of Purim and Nisrafim, shochut v'oimed, it is standing shechted already. You do not shecht the Purim and Nisrafim outside the machne. They're shechted inside the machne, rather than them being consumed on the mizbeach. They're burned outside of the machne. So where does the netilas neshama take place? In the machane. So once again, we have a point of common, a commonality between the mekalel and the shchutei chutz, where the death, the netilas neshama, is happening outside the machane. That's one explanation. Lishna achrina, says Rashi. Another possible explanation is that netilas neshama de shoychet chutz haynu chiyuv koris shemischayev b'shchita zu. What happens to somebody who does shchutei chutz? If you shecht the korban outside, very serious issa yechayev koris, death. The makalel is also death. Purim Nisrofim is not death. So that's a different explanation of what it meant neshama. Either neshama means that we kill the object or the person, or it means he's chayev misa. Finally, says Rashi, pigul michutz lamachane deshchutei chutz umakalel, both with regard to the makalel and the shchutei chutz. There's another common denominator. What is that? I atomoitze pigul. You cannot have pigul. We all know what's pigul. Pigul is when you shecht a korban and you have in mind the wrong intention, that it's going to be eaten out of bounds or out of time. So with regard to the makalel and shchutei chutz, I atomoitze, you will never find the concept of pigul al yad oison chutz lamachane. Avol porim ru'uyin lehispagel. When you're talking about the porim and Nisrofim, they are able to become pigul al yad through oison chutz lamachane. How so? She'im shochtoy al manas lahaktir emureim bachutz. If you shech the animal inside. Remember, what do we do with Purim and Nisrofim? It's burnt outside. But if you would have in mind, I'm going to be maktir the emurim on a mizbeach elsewhere b'chutz, it will become mispagel. So pigul is only applicable in the case of Purim and Nisrofim, not in the other two. So therefore, let's now sum up. Let me just turn off this phone, excuse me. So therefore, in summary, it turns out we have four common denominators between the makalel and shchutei chutz. Number one, the focus, the subject of the Torah is the man, not the animal. Number two, we're both talking about an aveira. Makalel is an aveira, shchutei chutz is an aveira. Thirdly, neshama, we had two pshatim being killed. And thirdly, pigul, there's no pigul by two of them. So therefore, we're back now to our original question. We don't know, what does it mean, chutz la machane, in the case of makadel? Does it mean one machane, like shchutei chutz? Or does it mean three machanes, like Purim and Nisrofim? So how do you know which one should we learn from? You told me in the beginning that we learn from Purim and Nisrofim, which is three machanes. Why is that preferable to learn from there? Because there's many points in common. Well, I'm very sorry to tell you, there's many points in common also between the makalel and the shchutei chutz. So maybe we should learn from there that chutz lemachane only means one machane, question mark. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
Not to reiterate, but the argument seems to be in, look at causality as opposed to what they have in common. You could find a million things in common with chutz, chutz l'machaneh, for in a lot of different averus. You have to look at the causality, the reason why it's chutz l'machaneh. The reason for the with the for the with the with the shechita, it's he made a decision. That's the causality. He caused it. He went outside. That's the only common denominator that matters. The Mekalel did not cause, did not decide to go outside. He was sent outside to be mechaper. It's the same thing with the first case. What's the first case? I'm sorry.
Poor
Yeah. You have to look at causality. I don't even understand why they're saying they have so much in common. They could start saying, oh, there's a ches here and there's a ches there. There's so much in common. You can find a million things in common if that's what you're looking for, but that's not the crux. The crux of this is what's the cause of the chutz.
I reiterate the purpose of this shiur is for those who prepare. The Gemara says this in the very next line. Says the Gemara, Machshir. Mi machshir odif. Rather than looking at all different points of commonality, is there pigul? Is there neshama? Let's look at the main cause. It's a machshir. What does that mean? It's a machshir. Just like in the case of the case of Makalel, Machshir means this is the machshir for the mitzvah. This is how you do the mitzvah. This is what you're supposed to be doing. If somebody is makalel, then you take him out the machaneh. In the case of Paraman Yisrofim, in the event that XYZ happened, this is what must happen. As opposed to shchutei chutz, it's not supposed to happen. You are not supposed to take it outside. That is the main factor. So rather than looking at minor details, whether you can have pigul and is it a death sentence and does it say the word Adam, etc., machshir mi machshir odif. It's much better to look at the prime factor. The prime factor is this a machshir? Machshir means it's a preparation for a mitzvah. How it came about and all the details. Far less relevant. What, in fact, are you doing? You are taking somebody or something out of the machaneh as preparation for the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of skila, the mitzvah of sacrificing, burning the korban, whatever it means. As opposed to shchutei chutz, that's not a machshir to any mitzvah, to the contrary, it's jolly well an aveira. So therefore, in the final analysis, if we want to know what should we compare it to, the most similar, the most important property is, as Larry mentioned, what in fact are you doing? Not various halachic details, which are all very, very significant, where there's pigul and there's a chi of misa. And what's the lashon of the pasuk? And is it a machab v'chule? Bottom line, what in fact are you doing? In two of the cases, you're following the instruction of the Torah. It's a machshir. Machshir always means a preparation for a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah looming, and it's called skila. So, in order to do so, take him out of the machaneh. There is a mitzvah called burn these porim. In order to do so, take him out of the machaneh. You can't get a better common denominator than that. As opposed to shchutei chutz, it's not. This is what you must do in order to perform a mitzvah. To the absolute contrary, it's a jolly well naveir. Okay. Look at Rashi. Machshir odif lei. Odif lemelech. Chutz lemachaneh. It much more preferable to learn the chutz lemachaneh ha'amor b'shnei elu. Which is written in these two, which two? The case of Skila and also Poraman Yisrofim. Why? Kach hi choivosoi. Because this is the chiyuv, this is the mitzvah, this is what you are supposed to be doing. V'ra'u lilmoid ze mizeh. So that makes good sense. You should learn one from the other. V'loi michutz lamachane d'shchutei chutz. Rather than learning about chutz lemachaneh from shchutei chutz, shehu shaloi kedas u kemitzvah. There, to the contrary, there you're doing against religion, against the mitzvah. Why would you want to compare a mitzvah to a case where you're doing the opposite of a mitzvah? So it makes much more sense. And this is the way we now close up shop. How do we know that the Makalel has to be taken out of three machanos? The answer is because it's learned from Purim HaNisrafim. Purim HaNisrafim are taken out of three machanos, so is the Makalel. We do not learn from Shchutei Chutz, where over there it's only one machane, for reasons that we just mentioned. All of that is the first Mahalach in the Gemara. Now comes another Mahalach. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says, I can in fact suggest a completely different source that teaches me that the Makalel has to be taken out of three machanis. Until now, we could not learn it locally. We had to learn it from elsewhere, namely Purim HaNisrafim. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Omar, Moshe, Heicha Hava Yosef. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu situated? Remember, what was the story? The story was that somebody was Makalel. Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu what should be done, and he says, take him Michutz LaMachaneh. Now, who's being addressed over here? Moshe Rabbeinu. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu stand? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. Says the Gemara, Moshe, Heicha, Hava Yosef. Where was Moshe? Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is B'machane Leviyo. He was in the Machane Leviyo. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take him out of the Machane, what must that mean? One Machane further to where you are at the moment. You are at the moment in Machane Leviyo. Take him out of the Machane, so that means at least Machane Yisrael. V'omale Rachmona, and the Torah says to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Hoitze es hamakalel el michutz lamachane. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take him out of the chutz lamachane, which must therefore mean chutz lamachane leviyo. Not chutz lamachane kohuna. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in the machane kohuna, he wasn't a kohen. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, take him out of the machane, so far it's at least out of the machane leviyo into the machane Yisrael. Not only that, says the Gemara, that's not the end of the story. Then it says, Vayoytzioi es hamakalel el michutz lamachaneh. The Torah then continues and says, yes, indeed they took him out of the machaneh. So again it says chutz lamachaneh, second time. So the first chutz lamachaneh is to teach you out of machaneh Leviyah into machaneh Yisrael. If it now says chutz lamachaneh again, it must mean out of chutz, out of Machane Yisrael, which means you're out of the three machanas, says the Gemara, chutz lemachane Yisrael. Therefore, if Papa says, I don't need to schlep around learning from Purim HaNisrafim, and then you get all stuck. How, who told you to learn from there? Maybe learn from Shchutei Chutz, and you have to start working out all the common denominator. No. It's all local. If you look carefully in the Parsha of Makalel, the words Michutz LaMachaneh appear twice. Number one, in the instruction. Number two, in the carrying out of. So in the instruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go out the Machaneh. Who's he talking to? Moshe Rabbeinu. He's in the Machaneh Leviyah. So obviously that means go out of your Machaneh, minimum Machaneh Yisrael. Then it says, and they took him outside of the Machaneh. So again, the phrase al michutz lamachaneh. That's a further Machaneh. Take him now out of Machaneh Yisrael, all the way out. Says Rashi, Rav Papa Omar, Mehocha Nafgalon. It is from here that we can learn base skila chutz legimul machanois. This old principle that we're looking for a source. Where does it say that the Pesach Tekila has to be outside of three machanos? Says Rapapa, I in fact can learn it from over here. Moshe, says Rashi, Levi Hoya was a Levi. V'shorui b'machane Leviya. And he obviously resides in the Machane Leviya. V'homale Rachmona, and the Torah says to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Hoitze, take him out, etc., etc., means take him outside of the Machane Leviya. Now, what it, yes, Rav Lari.
I want to suggest something that backs Rav Papa. By Srefa, it's two different subjects, such an object. Meaning, by Srefa, you're taking the carbon to do to out of the machne to make the carbon, and they want to do the makalo where you take the person and skila. There's a problem. When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu was a human being to go outside the machne, and in the makalo he was also a human being. So they're more in common. You follow what I'm trying to say? It's
right.
And then when the first one, it's the Srefa. You're doing the act with the animal outside the machane, but the makal himself is the one. So it's a little bit of a problem.
Right. Okay. There is, however, a problem with this limud. What's the problem with this limud? And this is what the Gemara immediately asks, is that it's true. It says El Michutz LaMachane twice. So Moshe Rabbeinu is standing in the Machane Leviya. So the first time is go out of the Machane Leviya, which means into the Machane Yisrael. Second time is out of the Machane Yisrael, outside all three Machanes. But 1 second. That second Pasuk of Michutz LaMachane, remember, was not part of the instruction to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just the Torah recalling, retelling the story. So how can that be understood as a further instruction to be removed even more machane? How do you know? It's not part of the instruction. The Torah is just narrating the story. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take him out of the machane. And indeed, now history, they took him out of the machane. Why is that suddenly to be understood as another instruction to take him out of a second machane? It's not part of the instruction, it's part of the story. This is the Gemara's question on the bottom line. Says the Gemara, hi, mi boyale la asiya, question mark. Surely that second pasuk is required to tell you that there was an asiya. What does it mean that it was asiya? It was done. Not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed, this is what must be done. It in fact was done. So the Torah is merely recounting the story. That's not part of the instruction. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have instructed Moshe Rabbeinu and he would have said, take him out the machane. And then he would have said again a second time, take him out the machane. Oh, well then yes, I'd agree. Why did you have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu twice, stick him outside the machane? It must be two stages. You're standing in the machane Leviya, so the first instruction is out of the machane Leviya, second instruction is out the machane Yisrael. Then I would understand. But over here, the second time that the Torah mentions machane Leviya, it's in fact not part of the instruction. It's the asiyah. It's just telling you that this, yes, it was done. Says the Gemara, or look at the last Rashi on the Amud, La Asiya, Loima, to tell you, Shekemoisha Nitztavu, exactly as instructed, Kach Osu, that's what they did. So it's telling you after the event, that is what happened. It's not telling you part of the instruction, this is what you must do. Says the Gemara, no, Asiya, Behedya Ksiva. The fact that there was an asiya, meaning the fact that the Torah is now testifying to the fact that yes, Klal Yisrael indeed carried this out to instruction, that says elsewhere explicitly. Why? Where does it say it? Ubnei Yisrael, Also, Kasher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe. The Torah clearly says that yes, they carried out the instruction as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. So the Torah has already narrated to me the end of the story, that there was not just an instruction, but in fact it was carried out. So it could have just said very simply, everything Hashem said, they did. Why does the Torah have to spell out, and they took him outside of the Machaneh? Why does it have to mention those words, Chutz LaMachaneh? So it's an extra word. It's another Machaneh. Not only take him outside of Machaneh Leviah, which was where Moshe Rabbeinu was standing, but take him outside also of Machaneh Yisrael, says the top Rashi. Ubnei Yisrael asu b'ahu kroksiv. In that very pasuk, it says he did everything instructed. V'hari kolal es hakoil, and that includes everything. If it says kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe, which detail does that refer to? Obviously, everything. In which case, Lomoli vayotzioi, quote unquote. So why do I need that pasuk? And they took him out of the machane. Obviously, the Torah has already said they did everything instructed. Shma mino. So obviously, what do I learn from this? Leminyona. It's all about the numbers. The reason the Torah is emphasizing once again they took him out of the machane is to tell you that the numbers. It's not enough to take him out of one machane. You've now got to take him out of a second Machane. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu standing in Machane Leviah? Take him out of Machane number one. Ah, you mean Machane Yisrael? Now take him out of the second Machane. So it's all about the numbers. So it turns out that Rav Papa says that I don't need to learn this halacha from Purim HaNisrafim. It can all be learned locally. If Moshe Rabbeinu, if we only remember that Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact standing in Machane Leviah, so obviously if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave the Machane, means go into Machane Yisrael. And then it says it a second time, so it's leave Machane Yisrael as well, which therefore means you've got to be outside three Machanes, and that's where they stoned him. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll carry on tomorrow.